Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And I'm with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com. and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. Now, let's face it, health is our body's biggest priority. We are all inclined to be healthy. It is our birthright to be healthy. And unfortunately, we're never really given the full understanding of how to take responsibility and take full ownership of our body. And that's the purpose of this show. And I enjoy answering questions and shedding light on health imbalances and health topics. And the man that helps me do that every week is in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin. He's the man behind the scenes who puts together the topics and does the research and asks the questions, and he's standing here in studio with me. We want to say good morning, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thank you so much, Doc Rick. Once again, it is a pleasure to be here, and today I wanted to talk to you about a topic that is really near the top of the list of most important topics for anybody interested in improving their health, and the topic is sugar. There's so much sugar in our diets today, and it's not only the white sugar we get from the grocery store. How else do we get sugar into our diets?
Well, just about anything that is man-made, meaning comes in a package and has a shelf life, will have some degree of sugar in it. And if it has a shelf life, then it's the crap sugar, meaning the completely refined and processed sugar, the sugar that's been stripped of all of its nutritional value, and it's just nothing but pure carbohydrate at that point.
Are there forms of processed sugar that are worse than others?
Well, sugar found in food nature makes for us is real sugar, and the body will be able to handle that unless you have such a prevalent digestive yeast candida imbalance so many of us have from the antibiotics put into our food. So if it's real sugar, your body will be able to process it. If it's man-made, stripped down, pure white sugar that's been processed, or even the high fructose corn syrup, which I'm sure we'll get into, these are things that the body doesn't process in a normal fashion and will ultimately lead to problems.
And it's more than just refined sugar that makes sugar a problem, isn't it? I mean, some of the refined flours are really sugar in disguise.
Yeah, so all the shelf life products that can sit on the shelf until someone comes along to buy it are sugar in disguise, and the listener needs to understand that so that when they're going to the store to buy anything, again, that comes in a package that has a shelf life and an expiration date, those are probably sugar-laden foods.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about dried fruit? Is that another sugar fix? I mean, in addition to causing havoc with your teeth, things like raisins and dried cranberries, those things are filled with sugar.
Yes, it's concentrated sugar and takes a toll on your metabolic system and sets one up for health issues. You know, if you think about a raisin or a cranberry, cranberries come in the form that nature produces them in, but raisins are grapes that have been, dehydrated. And what that does is that concentrates the sugar. And so the more the raisins that you eat, the more concentrated sugar you're getting. And that's, again, going to wreak havoc on your metabolic system.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you explain what goes on with your metabolism that actually turns sugar into fat?
Well, if you consume too much sugar, more sugar than your system can burn due to the failure to exercise, then your body will convert the sugar over to triglycerides, which are then stored as fat. So the body looks at things and it says, well, we have a surplus, so we could potentially use this in the future. So we're going to convert it over to a storage form, which typically is fat. It ends up being non-essential fat, but it's fat nonetheless. And your body stores it for the proverbial rainy day. When we were, early on in man's development, and we were people who would search the earth for food sources, and sometimes we'd go several days without food. So the body got into the process of learning how to store things for future reference. And mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we've gone really, really far at storing extra that we don't need, and that's the reason why we have so much obesity.
But it's a little confusing because, isn't sugar a fuel, and don't we burn that sugar off to make energy for our bodies?
Well, yeah, if you're actually burning sugar as a fuel. But the difficulty is your primary form of fuel in the body is fat. And
really?
Your muscles want to burn fat for fuel, and that leaves the nervous system, the brain, and the nerves that coordinate function to burn sugar. The difficulty is when you have a digestive yeast imbalance as a result of antibiotic ingestion, then you're going to crave more sugar, and most of the sugar is going to get processed in your intestines, and it's never actually going to make it to the nervous system. And as a result, your body ends up burning sugar for fuel as opposed to burning fat for fuel.
And that's really curious, because we've had so much emphasis on lowering the amount of fat we take into our diets. But you're saying that the fat actually is the fuel we use to burn to keep our muscles healthy.
Yeah, if you're physically active. I mean, if you're in a sedentary job, or if you lead a lazy, sedentary type lifestyle, then you're not burning fat, because you're not getting your heart rate up to a high enough level to cause the fat burning furnace to turn on and use that for fuel.
Mm-hmm. So interesting. Now, what about fruit juice? Is that as bad as, say, soda?
It is bad. It's just in a different way. Concentrated juice is the same as soda from a sugar content. Soda has other crap in it that is detrimental to health, but they're both an issue for people based upon the antibiotic exposure and what most people do as far as their dietary choices are.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand there's fructose, there's sucrose, there's glucose. All of those are sugars, but they're not all the same. There are differences in how they're metabolized or not.
Yes, all of them need to be converted or broken down to glucose ultimately for final processing. The issue is that the stimulus response they create within the endocrine system, once they reach the liver for processing, the over-response leads to diabetes, and it begins with fructose, sucrose, and glucose. Fructose is a five-ringed molecule, whereas glucose is a six. So the body actually has to digest and add some things to fructose, which makes it a little bit more complex. But when it converts over to glucose, it's not actually the same as glucose, and that ultimately ends up creating problems. It kind of fakes the digestive, nervous, and endocrine system.
The complicated system. Now, is there sugar in all food?
All food that has any concentration of carbohydrates. Many people I have dealt with over the years do not equate carbohydrates with sugar. They say, I eat carbohydrates every day. I do not eat sugar. Well, sugar is the digestive end product of carbohydrates, so any carbohydrates consumed is ultimately eating sugar.
Mm-hmm. Now, so when we ingest the glucose, the sugar, it goes into the bloodstream to be used as energy, while fructose actually goes right to the liver, and that gets stored as fat. So I'm not really clear on how that happens. What's the difference between the types of sugar that makes them go into those different parts of your body?
Well, what you got to appreciate is that, yes, fructose has to go to the liver in order to get converted. It can't get converted in the bloodstream itself. Now, all sugars ultimately get broken down to glucose. If you have all the natural forms of sugar, they're going to get cleaved from polysaccharides to disaccharides down to the monosaccharide that would be glucose. And it doesn't need the liver in order to do that. The digestive process should do that for us. When you put in complex molecules that are made up of artificial sugars, or if you have lots of high fructose corn syrup or even just fructose itself, the body has to convert it from that five-sided molecule over to the six-sided molecule. And the only way that it can do that is in the liver.
So those natural sugars that we need in our diets, those are actually more complex for the body, so the body has to do more work to break them down?
Yeah, anything that is a complex carbohydrate, a polysaccharide has to get broken down to a disaccharide, and then the disaccharide has to get cleaved in half and become two monosaccharides. And then if you don't have the monosaccharide coming in as glucose, then it has to convert it from whatever the polysaccharide is over to glucose so that the body can use it for sugar. So if it's converting things, that has to go to the liver to do that. If it's already in the form of glucose, then it's all ready for use.
Wow. And the liver does an enormous amount of work for our bodies.
It's, yes, it does. You know,
amazing. This is a great conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have a number of more questions about sugar and our diets.
I'm sure you do. So we'd like the listener to listen to these commercials from our generous sponsors. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them, or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery or medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today, Mark and I are discussing sugar, all its various forms, and how your body deals with sugar and why sugar is bad for you.
Well, I want to pick up on something you mentioned in the first segment, and that is high fructose corn syrup. Is it really worse than other kinds of sugar?
It's the worst kind of sugar that you could ever possibly consume, and the government knows that and has known that for essentially 100 years, but they choose to promote it anyway.
Wow. The worst kind.
Yeah, they've known since the 1920s that all the research indicated that high fructose corn syrup is going to lead to more diabetes, more heart disease, more cancers, more, you know, any of the disease, high blood pressure, all the diseases that we're dying of is due to high fructose corn syrup. And the government understands it. The FDA is really up to date on it, and they're still promoting the use of it.
And it seems to be used more and more and more and more different things.
Yeah, because, you know, it's more about profit. It's not about the health and welfare of people, because we got to feed the healthcare system. So we got to make sure there's always an abundance of patients.
Wow, that's really something. So now, you know, I know when kids eat candy, they often start running around with a sudden burst of energy. It's short-lived and they crash. Why is that?
Well, they blew through the energy found in the sugar. It starts with sugar high and then the depletion of the sugar resulting in a sugar crash. And again, it goes back to if you're burning fat for fuel, you create 225% more energy than if you're burning sugar for fuel. And so these kids, you know, 80% of our taste buds are devoted towards sweetness. So we are wired for sensitivity to sweetness. The difficulty is now we've tip the scales in the other direction to where now all we do is crave sugar because of the imbalances that we have. And so kids start out very young. All the advertisers, all the marketers promote the use of sugar. You know, they think that the general mentality is if it's for sale in a store, then it must be safe because the government would step in and make sure that if it wasn't safe, that it wouldn't be for sale. And you see these stories in the news, oh, we got to pull this or we got to pull that, just in an effort to make you think that the government's doing something. But at the end of the day, the amount of sugar that we allow into the diet and into the food supply is completely ridiculous, which is why we're the fattest country in the world.
It's all from the sugar, not from the fat.
No.
So when adults eat sugar, they get the same crash. But if they've been overdoing sugar for years, it can be actually considerably worse for them because now that has to do with the pancreas, that releasing the insulin to help support the influx of sugar. Your body has to deal with the sugar somehow, right?
And over time, the situation, the body itself becomes overtaxed and then it becomes weakened. And we do this to ourselves every day at every meal. And the body's a learned mechanism in the sense that whatever we did for the last meal, like if your last meal was full of sugar, okay, the next time you start to eat, your pancreas is going to be like, okay, we got to make sure that the sugar that's coming in, we got to be prepared for. And the liver says, yeah, we got to be prepared for that sugar. So even if you don't eat sugar, your body's going to have the same physiological response that it did the previous meal. And so if you're eating high amounts of sugar throughout your day, even if you're not eating it every meal, your system's getting trained to expect sugar, and it's going to have an over-response to it. And that's, you're going to start with a sugar high, and then you're going to get a reactive hypoglycemic state, and you're going to have a lot of fatigue, and brain isn't going to work properly, and that's what we do to ourselves every day.
So the fatigue and the brain not working properly, that's one of the symptoms of having too much sugar in your diet?
That's the reactive hypoglycemic state. That's the burning out your endocrine system, and that's eventually going to lead to diabetes, high blood pressure, and adrenal insufficiency.
And so that's when you're on the course towards diabetes.
Yes.
So what exactly does it mean to have diabetes, and why is it that the body can't handle sugar anymore?
Well, it's very simple. If you keep stressing a system and you're not putting high quality ingredients into the body to rebuild the building blocks necessary to continue to support the system's going to burn out. And so with the amount of sugar that we consume in our diets, there used to be a thing called adult onset diabetes.
Right. Type 2 diabetes now.
It's called type 2 now because they've taken the adult out of it. Why? Because kids are developing it. Why? Because it doesn't take 60 years to burn out a pancreas anymore. Now it takes 6 or 7 years to burn out a pancreas. And so at the end of the day, when you take a look at what's going on in our society with the amount of refined, completely refined and processed sugars that we're consuming, the amount of antibiotic consumption, the amount of dysbiosis, the amount of obesity, it's no wonder that we burn our systems out. It's no wonder that we have elevated cholesterol. And to kick the can down the road a little bit more, when one has elevated cholesterol and your doctor's so quick to put you on a statin medication, the chief side effect of a statin medication is going to be the development of diabetes. diabetes. And so with the amount of sugar in your diet, plus the statin medication, it's not a question of will you develop diabetes, it's just a question of when will you develop diabetes.
And diabetes has some really devastating effects on people.
Oh, it does. If it affects your nervous system, then you get diabetic neuropathy and you can't feel things and you start to get lesions on your feet or possibly on your hands, and then you get to have amputations because the nerves and the tissue itself starts rotting, and it's not a pleasant picture, and it's not hard to fix. We just have to pull our heads out of our proverbial butt, and we have to start doing the right thing, and we have to start promoting the right thing, and we have to make it more about health and wellness and people, putting people before profits instead of putting profits before people.
You talk about all the neuropathy. There's also what happens to your eyes. It can really affect your vision and your ability to see.
Right. That's neuropathy of the eye. That's where the nerves in the eye fail, and then you get a diabetic blindness, if you will.
And so all these consequences. Now I've heard of people being pre-diabetic. That means that they're predisposed to getting diabetes in the near future. Can you tell me a little bit about what that's about?
Well, it's another way to classify so that the doctors can treat. So if they do an evaluation of a person and they seem that, okay, your blood sugar looks to be trending a little bit high, you're technically pre-diabetic. You don't have full-blown diabetes. You don't have a diabetic problem going on. Your blood sugar is still able to go back to normal. But if we can pre-treat somebody by giving them a pre-diagnosis and getting them on medication before their condition develops, people think that that makes sense. But at the end of the day, if you're outsourcing your body's ability to do its own job and you're not changing the reason for why you're getting the pre-diabetes condition, then you're not fixing the situation. You're just going to start to mask the effects of it.
Wow, this is really important conversation. We need to take another short commercial break. When we get back, I want to talk to you a little bit about how you can approach treating yourself or treating somebody that has diabetes or a pre-diabetic situation without resorting to drugs and other solutions.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with a Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you being prepared for a life-altering medical procedure? Are you facing a lifetime of daily medication? There are other options. Get an alternative healthcare second opinion. Too often people don't seek alternatives until after surgery permanently changes them, or until after medications trigger worrisome side effects. You may end up with countless concerns likely to last a lifetime. Don't delay getting an alternative healthcare second opinion. If you know your options, you might make a different, informed decision. Remember, you can still have the options for surgery or medication. Take the time to meet before having life-altering surgery or taking symptom-masking medications. Learn what you can do for your health naturally. And if you've already had a procedure or are taking daily medication, come find out what natural support you can do to restore your health. If you'd like an alternative healthcare second opinion, call 845-561-2225. Your current and future health depend on you. Call 845-561-BACK before committing your life to surgery or medication. Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking with Mark about sugar and all the effects it has on the body.
Well, one of the things that you mentioned was the addictive nature of sugar. And, I've read studies that show that the addictive nature of sugar is actually on a par with things like cocaine. Now, if we're addicted to sugar, how are you going to get out of that cycle? cycle because you crave it and the cravings are so strong.
Yeah, what you need to do is you need to find a practitioner that is going to help you work to restore balance to your digestive system. You have to make sure that you're staying away from antibiotics, whether it's medical antibiotics, whether it's dental antibiotics, or being mindful of all the different foods that they put antibiotics in, because 70% of the antibiotics in our country are put into our food supply. And so that creates the dysbiosis that causes us to crave sugar. And so we need to get a handle on that. You're going to definitely need to reduce the amount of sugar in your diet. And ultimately, you want to also take a supplement that's going to help to restore balance to your digestive system. And you're going to need to work with a practitioner. I can refer you to practitioners if you're not in my immediate area. I do that for people all the time. Find the practitioner closest to them that's got their head enough in the game that they can help their situation. But yeah, you got to clean up the digestive system, and you have to choose to make better choices dietary wise. And there's going to be, I'll be honest with you, there's going to be a little bit of suffering at the front end, but the benefit in the back end is just going to be, you're going to be like, this is the best thing I've ever done for myself.
And so now this notion of dysbiosis, can you describe what dysbiosis means and what that's about?
Well, dysbiosis is a 25-cent word that simply means you have an imbalance within your digestive system flora. Everybody talks about the microbiome nowadays. Everybody talks about the need for probiotics. Well, you got three main ingredients in your digestive system. You got digestive yeast, you got digestive candida, and then you got good digestive bacteria. And when you are exposed to an antibiotic, it gets rid of the good bacteria, and now it creates the basis for an overgrowth of the yeast and the candida. And when you put sugar into the diet, they, the yeast and the candida, feed off of that sugar, and they multiply, and they overpopulate, and then, they want to be fed, so they're going to cause you to crave sugar.
And anybody that's ever baked with yeast will know that if you add sugar, it helps the yeast to grow, so it makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're now going to engage in this process, and if you are in a situation where you have been told that you're pre-diabetic or you're diabetic, is it possible to work with somebody like yourself, somebody who does holistic healthcare, and actually come back from that precipice?
Oh, absolutely. I have plenty of patients in my office who were, considered diabetic. They were insulin-dependent diabetics. They were, taking all these medications because of their diabetes. And when we clean up their digestive system and we get them eating real food as opposed to all the completely refined and processed crap foods, their blood sugars come down and they are no longer considered a diabetic.
And now that person's going to have to make the effort to eat correctly, to change the way that they're living their lives, really, which so many people are looking for that quick fix. If I just take a pill, then I'll be free of this problem.
Well, if you want to take a pill that's going to be beneficial for you, if you're concerned about your sugar intake and you're concerned about diabetes and pre-diabetes and all that, I would invite you to go to your local health food store and get the highest quality cinnamon capsules that you can get, and I would ask you to take a couple cinnamon capsules every time you eat, and that will help to flatten out your blood sugar. That will help to stabilize the whole endocrine system related to how it processes sugar, and that's a good place for people to start. But at the end of the day, if you don't fix your dysbiosis as a result of the antibiotic ingestion, you're always going to be battling it, and you don't have to battle it. You clean that up, and then you don't have to battle it at all.
Well, this is really an important topic. I mean, so many people are suffering with diabetes or the symptoms of having too much sugar in their diet. I would like to invite our listeners to reach out with their own particular questions and ask you directly. And I know you make yourself available. As you said, you will find people, a practitioner in their area if they're not in your local service area. So what would the best way to reach you be?
Well, the best way is to give my office a call at area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. If you're a little apprehensive about talking to me on the phone, it's not an intimidating situation at all. I'm going to talk to you the same way I'm talking to you now. I'm going to give you real information and give you real understanding and ask you simple questions that probably most doctors have never asked you. But if you want to do it via email, you can always email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C. C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it certainly is my pleasure to respond to your emails and, you know, give you the understanding that you need. And you don't ever have to come see me in order to get help from me.
And I invite the listeners out there, if you do have questions, to contact Doc Rick as soon as possible, because your health matters.
Absolutely. And that's the name of this show, When Your Health Matters. So that's it for this week's show. I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate your listenership. I ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.